And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhill Centford head football coach Tyson Cox. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on breaking into the win column this past Friday. I'm sure that felt good for you and the kids.
Yeah, that was fun to get a win against a good Ainsworth team, so hopefully it gets better from here.
A couple of games into the season now, 1-1 on the season to start. As you look back at these first two games, Coach, are there some things that you have been most pleased with coming through the first two games?
Yeah, you know, the kids have really worked hard, especially, you know, after the Ensemble game didn't end up like we wanted it to, and they didn't lay down. They went to work, and we practiced hard for a good week, and we hit hard in practice, and they responded well.
Coach, when we visited with you in the preseason, we talked about turnover, of course, and some kids moving into some roles, whether it be for the first time or maybe stepping into some different roles than what they've had in the past. When you look at those players, as they've stepped into some of the more prominent roles, have you been pleased with their growth in those spots through the first two games?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, it's always tough to replace kids that have played for, you know, we had some four-year starters that left. You know, just to replace those spots and figure out where everybody meshes together has been a difficult, but I think we're getting closer all the time.
A couple of games into the season now, I know one aspect of the game that maybe we don't talk about like we should, and that is special teams. You're a couple of games into the season now. Have you been pleased with that area of the team through the first two games?
Yeah, that actually has been, I think our kickoff coverage is probably better than it's been last year. And, you know, Marie took over the kicking job, and he's been able to get it in the end zone quite a bit. And, you know, Carter Anderson's done a really good job returning punts for the last 2 years. And we even kicked a field goal or an extra point last game, and Thatcher Teon was the kicker there, and it was good. So I feel like our special teams is doing well.
Coach, sometimes we get wrapped up, I think, sometimes in strategy, you know, offensive and defensive schemes. But sometimes it just comes back to the fundamentals, the technique, blocking and tackling. Have you been pleased with what you've seen in just the fundamentals and the technique through the first two games?
Yeah, that's, you know, you hit a nail on the head there. And that's, sometimes we get too strung up being fancy with plays when really all we got to do is do things good and do it correctly. And, you know, after the Myrna game, we went back and we stressed tackling and being physical and, you know, just getting in the right spots with your technique just for the simplest plays, and that's helped a lot.
So as you come into this week, Coach, what's been your focus in practice as you get ready for Burwell coming up?
You know, just, it's been for the last 2 weeks being physical. You know, I felt like we weren't in the greatest shape, and we weren't real physical against Anselmo Myrna, and that's a really good team, so I'm not taking anything from them, but we need to be more physical and definitely win the line of scrimmage more.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We always appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday.
Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.